Support. My name is Sandra. I'm one of the supervisors in the fire department. How may I help you today?
Well, apparently I got bamboozled, and I had a thing that they said I'd pay $7 a month.
95 cents.
And then they charged me $50-some for some kind of subscription. And the lady I just talked to said she was going to send me over to you so you could tell me exactly where the terms and conditions was. And
okay.
I'm reading the terms and conditions right now. So I really don't know why she sent me to you, but she did.
Okay. So in regards to the account, which may have your first and last name, let me make sure I have the right account pulled up.
My name is Jerry Herman. It's under Susan Herman. Is my wife. She was just
okay.
Here a second ago. She went to the bathroom.
Okay. Yes, sir. I see where you ordered the tactical bag. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yes,
yeah.
Sir. The membership entitled you to get the tactical bag at such a low cost, and you had an opportunity to use the membership on other gadgets. That's the way this order was set up.
See, they don't say that anywhere on this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife looked at the thing and she said, oh, and they're going to charge us $50 how many times?
Well, it's a monthly membership, so that would be monthly if you want to keep it. But the previous person already canceled the account, so they won't charge you anymore.
They just charged me the $50.
Exactly. They charge you for the membership. When you order the tactical bag, that also puts you in the membership. But now the account is closed, so you won't have to incur any more cost.
So I paid $57 for the tactical bag.
Well, you paid for the membership, yes, sir. You could have used that membership on other things, but we'll go ahead and give you half your money back. We'll give you a partial refund because apparently you didn't see the terms and conditions when the order was placed. You entered into both.
Well, I did.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you exactly like I told her. Okay. He says, click here. I clicked here. Okay.
We don't.
Now
mm-hmm.
it has. And now it says terms and conditions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it says here that they're an independent survey and marketing website, which is not affiliated or endorsed by UPS. Because it says UPS. Okay. And I read here, and it doesn't say anywhere about a membership. It does not. And I've read it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, over and over I've read it. And it doesn't say anything about the membership. What it says, boy, what it says is, it just says terms and conditions of use and other disclosures. Thank you for using listcenter.com. And then it goes through and it says a bunch of stuff about terms and conditions, legally binding agreement, governing terms. And I've read it. And
you don't see the auto ship policy for the trial policy?
For what?
The auto ship policy, the trial policy. Because this was a...
No, ma'am, I do not. No, I do not.
Okay, so I'm not sure if you're kind of trying to simulate a new order. Is that what you're doing?
No. No, I'm on there where they sent me a confirmation in my email. I got a confirmation receipt. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
6 days ago. And then I got let's see. Where's it at?
Okay. So at this point, So at this point, we're not going to go back and forth with you regarding this. We'll go ahead and give you the full refund this time. We just want to reiterate to you that those terms and conditions are valid based on the company's policy, and we see them on the order form here. So I'm not sure what you're looking at exactly, but we don't process orders, so we can't see everything you saw when you placed this order. So I will go ahead and post the $56.95 back. We will request it. It will take 3 to 5 business days for it to populate back to your Visa.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I've read this over and over, and it doesn't say anything about that. And I wish I could.
Well, that's fine.
I wish there was some way that I could show that to you.
Right, and we can't take anything from you. We have to look at what the company has provided for us. So we'll go ahead and notate the account, and they will look into the matter and see if there's anything. The calls are being recorded for quality assurance, so they'll take this call and use it to hopefully make any changes to their processes. So the refund has been requested.
Okay.
You will get an email, if not tonight, by morning at ben6669@gmail.com.
Okay. And what's your name?
It's Zandra.
Zandra?
Yes.
Isn't that cool? It's spelled with X or a Z?
A Z.
Isn't that cool? That's a cool name.
Thank you. Okay. Well, thank you all for calling customer support. You're just waiting for your refund in 3 to 5 business days.
All right. Well, you take care. Be safe.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye.